With supervisors pointing the way, employees streamed from Sitka Sound Seafoods on Monday morning, many still wearing the blue helmets they use inside the plant. Desi Barmore was among them.
Because the leak is coming out towards the street now, so we have to go upwind from the ammonia.
Barmore and about 150 of his coworkers wound up in the parking lot at A&B Harbor a couple of blocks away. Workers in neighboring office buildings also evacuated, including at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Police shut down Catlian Street for about an hour, turning away pedestrians and motorists headed toward the plant. The evacuation came after firefighters responded to a call for help around 11:15 a.m. Dave Miller is the Sitka fire chief.
We got a 911 call at about that time that said there's a man down at the end of the Sitka Sound Seafood dock for an unknown reason. We responded down there, and there definitely was a man down at the end of the dock, and there was a strong ammonia smell all over the dock at that time, right where he was at.
Miller said variable winds at the time of the incident complicated things.
The wind was blowing in different areas, you know, it was to the south, to the west, to the east, to the west, and back and forth. And one of the times when it was not covering this guy initially, we were able to go in and get him and get him out of there real fast.
Responders loaded the man, who was not identified, onto another boat to get him away from the ammonia. He was then taken to Sitka Community Hospital and later medevaced to Seattle. One other person wound up at Community complaining of ammonia exposure symptoms. Miller says another two went to Search Mount Edgecombe Hospital for the same thing. The ammonia leak was quickly contained, but the odor was noticeable up and down Catlian Street and in portions of Sitka's downtown area. Sitka Sound Seafoods manager Tim Ryan refused to comment to KCAW and referred us instead to the company's corporate office in Seattle. A message left there was not returned as of our deadline. The vessel with the leak, the Eagle B, was towed away from town to allow the ammonia to dissipate. The Eagle B is an 86-foot tender vessel registered out of Auburn, Washington. With help from Eric Newman, this is Ed Ronco in Sitka.